accession.
Holbrook, Rule 15. While you were in the Kemmel area in early 1915, where was your...
Loker was a bit larger in the same area. And we go back, we used to do four days on the front line. Every 16 days, we did 4, 4, 4, the other 16 days, and we're back again. '19, 1915. Then from there, we went back.
What would you do while you were on rest duties?
It wouldn't fit in, I don't suppose, about running, would it?
Was it in 1915?
No, later.
Oh, we'll come to that later.
But did you see the photograph of my girlfriend, did you? Well, I met her there. This would About 20, so I suppose, or about 23, 24, years older than me. Well, she used to get a knife, the other get a knife, and they scrape down from the neck down, and those creamy great chunks of potato. That and a bit of fuss and that, put some sandwiches in the pack, and you know, that went on for
Was it a proper rest?
Fairly, yes. Oh, yeah, fairly rest. Yeah, very good. The food was got some. Got nothing whatever in between. And when you read on, we've got to have been about these sort of things. And sea pies, and that's an army dish in peacetime, what they call sea pies. Well, you said out. You drank.
Yeah, you went through that, yeah. So you'd have stews.
No. Further back there would be, right back, you went back there. But not this.
Not at Westhoof.
Not the small, and you usually got a barmaid in, and she's really a part of the firm, you know. Something. It's always terrible stuff to drink apparently. But
half bitter and half bitter. Do you mean half wine and half?
And when they were short, when there was a crowd in there, 10 or 12 fellows in there, and then goes the water, so they get lost out. It's almost water in the end. So here's was nervous. The name frightened them. They said, "God, what are you saying? It's a threat to life."
Sailing. Whereabouts were you within it?
Oh, I thought Jellyveld.
What can you remember? Can you?
About a foot on the ice, it exploded, and of course I couldn't hear for about not ever.
What other places can you remember and in the Ypres salient?
What the fighting there.
Yes. We're in 15 yes. and 16.
When we come back 1915 from Kemmel, well, 1915, we went backwards and forwards. Prison or so, and or whatever they could do, and we could do, and that, or listening. But as I said, they robbed us. We were there some months upon months, but you see, some understood it's a bad the position and the. So, that was when the port, we relieved the port. Of course, we had a lot of horses. Cavalry, the cavalry and infantry. The infantry were. Knowing that these troops, the troops had run left to the right, and they heard it, you see. One was lying on his back, and all his clothes had been blown off him, and his I had to crawl by them. There's a narrow trench. In fact, I crawled over them, really, to take this message. But I got to the end of the. They couldn't get away. I said, and one fell on top of the other. Poor Lane. They maybe had been out about 3 or 4 days.
You said they weren't there at, you know.
Oh, no, they started about this thing now. That would be somewhere in 19... It's like a big metal football, iron football, and there's a rod. And the thing would come over and call it an explosion. It was a terrific explosion. And they didn't find any shell bombs. So they blew all the earth up, you know.
Did the British have more?
Yes, yes. Inches long or something like that. And it's about big round as that, about that size round. This thing got down the barrel. The fellow said, "You've done from the trenches." It was like, he pulled a lever and he shot up. And I said, "You won't leave me, will you? You won't leave me." I said, "Look," I said, "whatever happens," I said, "I don't care what happens," I said, "I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to desert you." I said, "So if we don't get through, but blame we," I said, "I shan't go." So that pleased him a bit, and then we went down. And when I eventually found this camp, it was out of the job, they thought, well, it was a group of old barns. When I eventually found out, I saw other fellows, you know, and asked them whether they knew where the regiment were, and they told me, didn't really. And I found them eventually, and I got down. Now, they left there at 10 o'clock, they said, 10 o'clock at night, and this was about, they got down there about 2 to the camp. Well, this was nearly 5 o'clock, and I left at 7, I then just got there with him. It took me 12 hours to get him down. It was a terrible journey. And I remember I handed him over to the, I never saw him after, handed him over to the medical office tent place. And I went up. He said, "We've drawn some ration bread," he said, we cut yours off. I couldn't eat it, and I left it, and I fell asleep. During the night, I felt something Oh, that poor guy. I haven't wondered what happened to him, but he did have